It was the end of an era in Germany. Angela Merkel's 16 years as Conservative Chancellor defined by economic strength, stability and European leadership. In her place came a shift in tone and direction, if not pace, a quiet man from the centre-left.
Demokratische Zivilität des Übergangs.
Olaf Scholz promises more Merkel-style stability, but with an accent on social justice. His offer of respect for the working class won voters back from the populist extremes. His vision to turn Germany into a manufacturing power for the carbon-neutral age.
There is not just a change in style and communication, but this is going to be a domestic transformation a monumental task that they have set out for themselves. But in terms of foreign policy, it's not going to be simply an inward-looking government, because the world situation doesn't allow for that for a country in the middle of Europe with no country has more neighbors than this. So there's going to be a global agenda, and there is more of a human rights-based approach to foreign policy.
So 2021 ends with change here in Germany, the ascent of the Social Democrats signalling the possible revival of the left across Europe. While in France, 2022 brings an election in which President Emmanuel Macron is hoping things stay more or less the same, for him at least.
A few months ago, the deal seemed to be done. Macron was going to face Marine Le Pen, the far-right candidate, in the second round, and he was going to be the winner as in 2017. Now it's far more complicated because the far right is split between two candidates and a third candidate has emerged, the right-wing, traditional right-wing Valérie Pécresse. And so the game is far more open than it seemed.
The axis of French politics has moved to the right, dominated by issues like immigration, and to succeed Macron will have to move with it. But like previous power couples with political differences, think Kohl, Mitterrand, Chirac, Schroeder, that's no reason to think Scholz and Macron can't see eye to eye on Europe and the world. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Paris.